Blog Talk Radio.
As we get closer, closer to the end, getting closer to the second coming. The blood of the king,
blood of the king,
blood of the king. Wish I could've walked with them, wish I could've talked with them. They did them awful, but it was lawful. Curse is the man I ain't give on a tree. He was made a curse for you and me. The blood of the king,
blood of the king,
the blood of the king,
blood of the king,
the 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 blood of the king.
Get your life together, I'ma see y'all coming back, y'all. Detaching from the things of the world, ain't looking back, y'all. Descendants of his bloodline, the reason they attack, y'all. Come back to the covenant, the truth, and that's a fact, y'all. They put them thorns up on his head, gave him a roll. Cause he our high priest, they ain't even know. They wrote the king of the Jews on his stone. Give all praise to the ancient of old. He coming back, how you can't see the prophecy. And every man will get rewarded for their deed. He gave his life, he gave his blood for you and me. So bow down to your king. Messiah coming back with healing in his wings. He went to hell, he still prevailed, he took the key. We don't deserve to be alive, so it's your need. Bow down to the blood of the king.
Blood of the king,
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 blood of the king.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm your brother Ariel here at Elite Culture, bringing you by the way of Kol Elohim, bringing you another episode into Elite Culture. And the journey Abba has us on this for this 6 weeks is fathers love the children, children love the father. Amen, amen. Shalom once again. Pray for everybody as well, and I'm coming through well and sounding okay and ready for another meal that Abba has prepared for us on close to the Shabbat day, because we're not there in the Shabbat just yet, but the doors will be opening in a few. The doors will be opening in a few. Let me look outside. In a few minutes, possibly by 8 o'clock, the doors will be opening. Most likely at this time, because sun is setting a little earlier than last couple weeks ago. It was bright outside this time of day. We know how the time moves and how the sun set a little earlier as we move into the fall months and coming out of summer. Hopefully everybody is well and had a good week. And if you haven't, the Shabbat is here. You'll be able to lay down all your burdens and anything that's ailing you if you want. If you want, you're able to lay it down. But before I get to rambling and talking, let me open up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yah, once again for bringing us to the Shabbat door. Thank you, Abba Yah, for allowing us to be a part of the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, Father, that is coming down, Father. Thank you for your son laying down his life for us, Father. Thank you for the many trials and tribulations that he sent us to, Father, that we go through, Father, that you allow in our lives, Father, for our learning, Father, for our benefit, Father, that we can see that all we need in this world, Father, not husband, not wife, not brother, not sister, are those of helpmates, those of comforters in this world, Father. But true comforter that we need, Father, is your Ruach, your Holy Spirit, Father, your Son, Yahushua, Father, that we cling on to him more than anything, Father. Thank you for the lessons that bring us closer to you, Father. Thank you for us. Pruning us, Father, as we go through this darkened world, Father. Thank you for just being able to see another day, Father. Father, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way, maybe mental, physical, spiritually, Father. Anyway, Father, that you touch them, that you heal them, Father, that you give them your strength, Father, that you put them on the road of recovery, Father, that your will be for their lives, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us Holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Well, here we go once again, family, and in the life of Brother Ariel, and tell you some experiences that I had this week. It's been a good week, though. I truly can say that I had a good week. A hiccup in it? Yes, I had a couple of hiccups, but set me down and really bothered my mind where I was really off focus. You know, I was able to stay on focus, able to stay with my mind on Abba Yahweh this week. And even when I didn't, the guy finished talking to Rabbi about an hour ago, and I got a chance to tell Brother Ahab and Brother Mariel about an incident that happened to me. And immediately, when I got unfocused, and I'm talking about being unfocused, Abba Yah corrected me, just like that. I mean, it didn't take long at all. And sometimes when Abba Yah corrects us, we don't understand that it's him correcting us, right? We look at it as everyday life, which happens, which it is sometimes. You're walking down the steps, and you trip, boom, boom, and you fall down the steps. That's just everyday life. You know, and the many things in our life that sometimes we may believe that it's Abba's correcting us, but it's just life that's happening. But the situation, some situations, you know that it's not. You know for a fact that it's Abba Yah corrected you. You know because it lines up the way things happen. There's no other person or no other thing in this universe that can do that, that can take you and an incident in your life and play it out perfectly within his word. Within his word, when you go sit down and you read or you riding by and say you're doing something you don't supposed to be doing and a car ride by you on the highway got a scripture on it. You know, and you was angry with all the cars and that scripture comes by you. That's Abba. You know, and he does that not just in that way, but in a multitude of ways that he corrects us. And we just have to say hallelujah to that. We have to thank him for that because he is a loving father. He could allow us to continue to walk down that path. And then sometimes we miss the chastisement because we don't believe it's Abba Yah chastisement. So we end up a little further down a rabbit hole. We end up a little further off the path until I'll say, all right, that's enough. And, you know, like the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son, he vented off the path, and he didn't, we don't know how long, but the scripture talks about that he got so low in his life that he was eating with the husks, with the pigs, and a great illustration that Yahushua gave was that we know that that's an abomination to us. I would only want us to touch the dead skin, the dead bodies of a pig. But this brother that Yahushua illustrated, he got so far away that he was eating a husk with the pig in the pig's flock. You know, and that's where Abba is trying to illustrate to us when we do go to the left and to the right, and we do veer off the path, that's what you're doing. You're eating with the pigs. You're so far off the path that you are doing something abominable to me. But immediately we get that correction. I have no idea. But it wasn't one where though I got so upset. I got happy. I got felt blessed that he corrected me just like that. It is, for me, it's like, get your mind right. Stay focused. You have to teach this week. You already know what the devil going to do. You know what the opponent going to do. You know how he's coming. You're not ignorant of his devices. You know, you will hear many of the Moray say that. Yeah, you know the devil's coming. What? When you going to arm up, I would say. When you going to guard up, you know he's coming. When you going to be on guard? When you going to be aware of his ignorant devices? And trust me, he's smooth. Halal, that is, Satan, that is. And we fall in them traps. You know, but Abba is still on the throne. Abba's always correcting. Abba is there for him. Scripture says he chasing those whom he loves. Yet another incident this week that met this Hebrew Israelite. And that was crazy. I mean, it was Israel. And I could tell he was a Hebrew Israelite because he had the Star David all over. He had at least like 6 Star David on, right? So he was over there. Then he had these locks. He had these nice locks. He was in line, and I'm sitting at the front of the hospital, as I always do. And Shalom, my key. He looked first, and I had to say it at least 3 times. Shalom, I keep my brother Ahav was standing right there beside him. You know, and by the time the third Shalom, I keep, he turned around. Talking to me? Yeah. And I'm not no I keep, I'm an Israelite. And listen to what I said. This is what the brother said. I'm not no I keep, I am an Israelite. That's the first palm to the face, right? Oh my goodness, this brother. So me, okay, I wave him over. Come on over, brother. Come on over. You act like you want to talk. Come on. Come on over here. Come on. Come on over. Get over there. You look at me, look at my friends, and the thing he goes into first, before that, I'm skipping. I say, brother, that's Hebrew for my brother, and you are Israelite, but I didn't say you're Israelite because I didn't want to just mash them. You know how you just want to cut somebody in? You know, I didn't want to do that. I'm not there yet, no more. I wanted to use wisdom. I wanted to talk to the brother to see where he was in Yahweh. Y'all belong to Beth Yahweh. Then he looked into the fringes, and well, we the true church. Skipping a lot of stuff. We the true church. Of course, he beat it. UPISK, whatever it is, I don't know. You know, one of the first ones, I believe, with the general. General Hazan, I believe that's his name. I don't know. I don't pay him no mind. You know, that's the camp I believe he's out. ISUPK. Yeah, that's it. ISUPK. Thank you, Al. And he just real in, he just goes to the left. The brother got so far to the left, told us that we're going to hell. And after that, like what? At that moment, Harbell, he had something to do, so he went and did what he had to do. Told Aki, he went to do what he had to do. He had something to do over in the office. And, excuse me, after that, we sitting there and we still talking, and then I'm like, well, we the only true church. There's no true. I said, okay, my brother. I whip out my phone. Show me that in the Bible. I said, I got several versions of the scripture here on my phone. I got the East Ward with several different versions. I got several different apps with the Bible on it. I want you to show me at least in just one of them where the scripture says y'all are the true church, the ISUPK, the true assembly, right? Oh, only the King James is the true version. Okay. All right, brother. All right. Okay. Show me that too. Show me that the only one that's validated is the King James. Brother, that's the translation. That's not the word of Yahweh. That's just a translation. Show me that in the scripture as well, brother. You know what? Then he hollered Jesus Christ. Okay. Never palm to the face, but you the Israelite. Okay, I understand. Never palm to the face, but still ain't getting mad or getting upset with the brother. Still want a dialogue. But at that point, he walking away. Because I'm one scripture. I'm opening up my scripture. I'm trying to get him to show me a scripture. And I missed a lot of the dialogue. Please show me in the scripture. You know what? And I believe Harvell asked him to show him, to tell him to ask that he have a Hebrew name. Brother said, I ain't got to tell you my Hebrew name. And at that point, Harbaugh, he walked off, and the brother, I got to go. I ain't going to stand here talk. And I'm still saying, brother, please show me what you're talking about in the scripture. Show me what you're talking about. I just want to know what you're saying in the scripture because, you know, we got to defend Yahweh's word. If you're going to say this, all right, saying, we got to go to the word. Abba called me on it. All right, I'm going to send you one of your angry cousins so y'all can talk. By that time, he went that way. And later on, as I was going up in the Weinberg building, I saw him coming back. This is later on the day. By this time, he had his girlfriend who was pregnant. I don't know if she's his wife. I'm going to call her his wife. And he also had a little boy with him. And as I walking by, and he looked, but he really ain't want to give too much eye contact with. And I told him, y'all get home safe. At this time, I wasn't going to bring it up in front of this girl and anything. I wasn't going to be disrespectful. And I said, y'all get home safe. And his wife, she looked, thank you. And the little boy looked, and he just nodded his head like, hey, brother, you're still my brother. And he hollered, come to the truth, though, my brother. Come to the truth. You got to come to the truth and come to the church as that. And I said, I still love you, my brother. I love you. And I meant that. And as I got on the elevator to go upstairs because I had to get a wheelchair, a sadness came over me. A real sadness came over me. And it's like I wanted to cry. And I could hear Yahushua say, now you know what I have to deal with Israel. And I was here. Here it is, you're going to call the two priests of Yahweh and tell them they're going to hell. But one thing Ahab did do, which I love that he did that, he told that brother, by your own mouth, you shall be judged by your own mouth. What you said out your mouth, you're going to be judged by. And he didn't understand that. But yet he's an Israelite. He's an Hebrew Israelite. And the first thing he wanted to do is bump heads. fight, not look to dialogue, not look to build, but to fight. And the brother didn't have no knowledge of the scripture. All he did was parroted the word. You parroted what you heard. You had no knowledge. You knew nothing. The questions I asked, he couldn't answer none. And they were simple questions. I should have known that. I should have stopped it right then and there. But there's an experience that Abba Yah needed me to have. Me and Brother Abba. When he said, I'm not an Aki. I'm an Israelite. But Bahar Rub brought that out a little early, later on too when we talked. He said, he's right. He's not a brother. He's not a brother. So every Israelite is not a brother, is not a sister. Same time, thing would happen in Yahushua in his day and time when he's trying to teach Israel. But Israel trying to kill him and trying to stone him. And can you imagine Yahushua's position? Here it is, I come to bring y'all salvation, and y'all hate me. But yet, y'all walking around with my word. Y'all walking around with what I gave you. I named Israel, Israel. I told Moshe about the Torah. I gave all your prophets the word. You coming against me. That's Israel. That's the ones who are not Akim and not Akoti. There's truly a different Yisrael that's being brought up and put on the world in front of the world. And there's a Yisrael that's being brought up in secret. But we're not in secret. We're out in front. But just like in Yahushua in his days, it's being rejected. And it's not welcome because it's the truth. We're going to read scripture about that a little later, I believe. Same thing that's happening to us. We're being brought up in the world that it may seem like we're being hidden. It may seem like we are hiding, but we're not. We out in the opening, and you just talk to us, and we'll be able to talk to you. And that is from the Moreans to the elders, to the Akotis, to the Emas, to the Yalabi, to the children. Everybody just asks the question. But don't nobody want that Israel. Don't nobody want the Israel of Yah. They want the one that's put out there in front. Because the Israel of Yah has a different task. Both of them have a different task. One has to bear the truth. And even within one band of truth, there is in that group another group that's separated from that group. And that's, we're going to read about that too. That even within the Kohanim, the priests, even the tribe of Levi, there's a separation from the tribe. Although Abba Yah took the whole tribe, there's separation still. And we got to understand that there is separation, not by our doing, not by nobody's doing, but Abba Yah. And all we have to do is line up in obedience to what Abba Yah will is, not our will, because it's not our will, not what we want, and for the most part, not even what we chose, for the most part. It chose us. As the scripture says. And there's a whole, never know, a whole bunch of ruckus down there. And I'm about to get into the lesson, family. I'm going to start my talking about this, Brother Ariel's experience this week. But I felt low this week, not in the sense of something was wrong with my life, but just low because I feel this dread that's over the world. And as I told my brother, I said, I can't wait till Yahushua come back. I'm getting so sick of this world, the corruption, the evil that's in this world. And I believe I told Mario yesterday that I just wanted to scream. all this corruption and evil in this world. And I feel like I'm holding back, screaming outside of me. And is anybody else feeling like that? Just feeling not overwhelmed that you don't want to do no more, but just this darkened world. Your spirit is ruined at all times. I brought that out last week about the war that we're in, that we have signed up for war. And as we are going along more and more in this, the more we're going to feel it, the more we're going to feel the presence of this darkened world. And the more we become like, and yes, that's Cal, when he said that those who sigh and cry for all this abomination that's going on in this world. And I felt that. You ever remember school days, and then he just said, wake up! Wake up! You just wanted to shake people and say, wake up! Oh, yeah, is at hand. Judgment is at hand. And it ain't what you believe the world has presented to you. Wake up. Repent. Because the judgment of Yah is at hand. The judgment is at hand. That's what's coming. That's what's happening all around us. The four winds are being let go. Look at the beauty of Yahweh. Hurt not the trees, the air, and everything until we have sealed the servant of Almighty One in their forehead. Hurt not them. Give them an opportunity to get right. Give them an opportunity to repent. Fill the servant. Mighty One. Therefore, grace that Abba Yah is giving us to get right. Filled for the judgment of Yah totally on his world. Filling his people. There are Melekim, there are angels ready to do Abba Yah, his righteous judgment, on this world. They are ready. Getting sealed until that time is, hey, that's it. Now go forth on this world. But we won't be taken out the world like the Christians say be raptured. We will be protected when full judgment is coming out. Some of us. And some of us will be martyred if we are alive during that judgment time. If we are alive. Some will be martyred and some will be protected. Some will have to give their lives back. For the sheep, for the flock. And that's what we're talking about tonight, family. This one is the duties of the father. This is the subtitle, the duties of the father. Let me go to our opening scripture, which is in Malachi 4:6. And I'm reading out the King James tonight, family. Reading out the King James. Malachi 4:6. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at 4:4 and read on down to 4:6. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you, Eliyahu, the prophet, before the coming of the great and wonderful day of Yahweh. I know what the King James said, but there will be a wonderful day if we are sealed. It will be a dreadful day if you are not sealed. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Amen? Amen. And that's the thought we're talking about today, family. The duties of the fathers. We're going to deal with the fathers first. We're going to deal with the fathers first. It ain't going to be that long tonight, fam. Romans 8. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at 35. And then I'm going to read 36. Who shall separate us from the love of Mashiach? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That is the very first duty of a father, to die for family. The very first thing, and in this particular point that we're talking about, the fathers will be interchanged with elders. The fathers will be interchanged with the priests. And we'll go through that next week to really break down the role of what an elder is. And there's an elder that is a Hori here. But the priests were also looked at as elders of Israel. So here at our congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland, Beth Yahweh, we have, I believe, 8 elders, 8 priests, 8 or 9, when I'm not going to do the count right now. Somebody has sent me a text, and there, 8 or 9, one of them, 8 of those, they will be considered the elders of Israel. They will be considered the fathers of Beth Yahweh. If we go through the scriptures, when Albert talks about the fathers, he's talking about the priests, especially in the sense of Malachi 4:6. He's not talking about the elders and the hoary head, those who are older and have the wisdom of life. We look at those as elders, as the scripture says, I believe in Titus, the hoary head. And then a couple other places talks about the Hori head. But those are elders with life experiences. The elders that will be considered the fathers, the priests, those are the ones that Abba will look at and will say that you are accountable for that soul. Those are the ones that when the scripture says that we are counted all the day long as sheep for the flock, those the ones that Abba Yah is looking at and say, you are accountable for the souls that's underneath you. The scripture that says those who know will get many stripes, and those who don't know shall get few stripes. Those are the anointed ones of Yahweh that he is talking about that will get many stripes. Will get few stripes. There is a different standard when it comes to Abba Yah and his anointed. When he has anointed you for a position, you are no longer looked at as just an ordinary brother or an ordinary man in the eyes of Abba Yah. And then, again, let me stop that. Because somebody might think that the priest or anybody who has been anointed will be bigoted. No, that's not what we should be. We should become just like Yahushua and become servants to the people. We should become who want to be the greatest, so become the least, Scripture says. We have to become worthy of the calling that's put upon our lives. People may see Moray such and such. I love Moray this. I love Moray that. Moray will lay down his life for me. I know the father this, priest that, will die for me. The fathers are called to do. We're going to read some scriptures, and that will show us that that's what we are called to do, to die for the flock. And the flock must become, I mean, they don't have to, it's up to them. But the love that comes from the Father will be reciprocated from the love of the children. They will look at you in such honor and blessing in how you're treating them, how you're loving them. You wonder why, just in my experience, why Rabbi Gershom Ben Daniel was so loved, why we still talk about Rabbi Gershom Ben Daniel even after 15 years, I believe it was 15 years, that he's gone, why his words still ring in our ears, because that man loved unconditionally. He opened up to anyone unconditionally. There was no boundaries with him when it came to the flock. That's why the flock loved this man so much. There was no boundaries. There was no walls. There was no that man. He tried his best to love each and every one. The Abba Yah wanted him to love his flock. And his door, his phone, was always open. No matter what time, you can get up 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll be able to call Rabbi Gershom Ben Daniel. And legit, you've got to have a legit reason to get up 3 o'clock in the morning and call one of your Morays. I'm not quite sure we have Morays that you're able to call at time. I don't know who, because I can't speak for the rest of the brothers. But when you are entrusted for the souls of the people, that is how they must feel for us. You will get down in the gutter with them and fight with them. And moving away from our own thinking and becoming Yahushua as we are supposedly becoming Yahushua and understanding what Yahushua did, the wisdom and the reasoning, how he dealt with the flock. He never dealt with the flock harsh unless it was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But the lay people, he understood that y'all don't know. Y'all only being led by the elders of the congregation, the elders of Israel, the priests of Israel. Y'all being led by them. Let's move on. I'm not that good. But we must lay that life down. Must lay that life down. And anybody says easy, and we have to, let's go get Kepler. Brother Kepler, let's go to Mark 14, and see what Brother Kepler, we heard this before, Mark 14, starting at verse 26, and listen to what we're about to read, and think about what Abba gave Moray Yakel last week, or Kohen Yakel. And when they had sung an hymn, you know the King James put that there, a psalm, right? They went out into the Mount of Olives. For me, until that lesson last week, I never really pictured Yahushua singing. But scripture here says, and when they had sung a hymn, they had went out into the Mount of Olives. So do we know now and understand that Yahushua sung psalms? He sung Abba Yah. Can you imagine the songs that Israel was singing back then, that Yahushua was singing? I never pictured Yahushua singing. I pictured everything else. Keep on walking his way, Abba Yah going to show me something different that he did, that we don't picture him doing. Singing a song. And look. Yahushua was stripped. Everything the brother talked about last week. Yahkiel, Rabbi. About songs of praise and how it uplifts our spirit. We know what Yahushua about to do. He's uplifting his spirit. That was beautiful, because I wasn't even going to go there. I was only looking for one verse. But I just think over and over and over again that Abba Yah proves his word to us. And so he proves his morays to us over and over again. The word that he gives to his morays. All right, you know Israel, they hard-headed, they stiff-necked. Some just ain't going to believe, but stay with it. They'd be able to see that these brothers is not talking out their own mind and their own thoughts. How many else imagined Yahushua singing or that thought was with them before we read this verse? And I know I read this verse. We went through the book of Mark. But never did the understanding come into my mind that Yahushua was back there singing. You know what the psalm says about that? It says, and they required a song of us. Everywhere we went, they required a song of Israel. Everywhere. I always wanted Israel to sing, because we was always in captivity, and we sung from that spirit that was deep down in us, and they felt it. No different than today. Always from deep down within us, and we bringing all that out into praise to Abba Yah. Abba Yah feels and see all that. He feels when we not allowing the hymns, the psalms to come through the things that's blocking us. Whatever it is, when we at service or when we home, he understands and sees all the blockage that we allow, and not to let go and just give praise, adoration, honor, glory to Abba Yah. And all he said is, let go, child. He's looking down. He sees within you. Let go. Let it through. Let it pass through it. I know it's struggling. I know it's hard. But let it pass through all that. And I guarantee, as it passed through, it will take it with it. It will release all of that what we are holding back. And you'll feel that spirit that's trying to hold back the praise up, lift off you. I know I ain't one of them. I can't sing to save my life. I don't sound good. But I try to just let go and sing, be in my own world. My eyes closed and just singing. Never understood that Yahushua did the same thing. Song of praise. Let go. Get building the spirit up so when he have to go to the torture stake. Getting himself ready for what's coming. And Yahushua said unto him, to them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Again, what we're talking about. We're talking about the head. In our case, all eight, all nine will be the targets of the world. But in our case, the first one will be the target, will be Rabbi Yaqiel. He will be the first one to be the target because he is the head. Now, in his mind and in the minds of the other Marais, they must come to an understanding. They must know that sign my line, my name on the dotted line, and because I'm in this war, I may die. I'm very well made that we in peacetime right now. So our lives is not in danger physically yet. But I guarantee that if we was able to look within the spirit world, how your life is being attacked all the day long. Remember we read that, I forgot. It was, what book was that? Brother Levi, who we talking about? We read that in the book of Levi. He said, all the unclean spirits, not some, is for the priest. He said, all the unclean spirits planning at all times, if it wasn't for Abba Yah, them at bay. That, 28. But after that, I am risen. And I will go before you into Galilee. But Kepha, listen to what Kepha said. But Kepha said unto him, although all shall be of, will I not? Listen to Kepha. Listen to the sure boldness that he having right now. Right? We know where Kepha at. Right now, Kepha in peacetime. We done read the story. And Yahushua said unto him, verily I say unto you, unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the clock, the cock crowed, thou shalt deny me. But he spake the more vehemently, I should die. I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise, also said they all. So. It wasn't just Kepha saying that. Around the table talking. Standing up, pounding his hands on the table. Getting no son, y'all was sure. Dude, they got to snatch us all. We all going down with like that. Ain't nobody going out here running cowardness. They got to get us all. Yeah. What is in the garden? Them gods came. Brothers that was with Yahushua got low. But got low too. Wow. Understand what they have signed up for. I really wish one day our brothers who've been in war will sit us down one day and just give us some real, not no television version, some real version. Remember Brother Yariel telling us how even when he was in boot camp or basic training that they would still shoot live bullets across your head while you crawling on the ground under whatever it is they do, that they would shoot live bullets at them. So when they get into the fight, at least we'll have that of understanding, but that's just a small drop bucket. It was really in war because they didn't tell them, brothers, I don't know if they did or not, that somebody here may be blown off right next to you, that you may be with your partner and his intestines is hanging out. They can't prepare you for that. It's the war who been enlisted in the army and went out to war, said, yes, I'm going out there and fight. I'm ready. Tell a story that when they see the men that was around them cowardly, afraid, shaken when war really hit. In the brothers, before Yahushua got snatched, didn't understand what they had signed up for. And we have signed up and signed our name on the dotted line that we must die for the flock. We must be put out on Front Street. That we ain't even got to go back that far to Yahushua. Let's just go back 40, 50, 60 years and look at the leaders that rose up in the black community. Let's look at a Malcolm. Let's look at a Martin Luther King, a Mega Evers, and so on and so on and so on and so on, and how they was surrounded by people, but they were the leaders. They went after the leaders. Some of their camps, they had traitors within their camp. Those who were sitting next to them gave their lives for the enemy. That they still up there fighting for, family that they were fighting for. And at that point, equal rights just for the black man. And they came to understand, Malcolm and Martin, even Mega, even those who were before them, come to understand that what I'm doing, they're going to kill me for. And they come, I know Malcolm and I know Martin, to accept their flight. I'm sorry, I got to be so graphic and got to really put it there. But we are in the same boat. Have to come to accept that. Abiyah may require your life. May require your life. And I'm not even saying that I'm there. Turn me upside down, like keep careful. Abiyah to strengthen me. And all that they be ready if that day ever comes to them. That day ever come to their door. That they be ready. That they understand that it is not their life, like Brother Stephen. When the scripture says they were so angry at him that they were gnashing on him with their teeth. You know what I think? Y'all ask me, why are we going through that? Why this route that we are taking? What's happening in this world? Anybody else feel that too? The confusion that's going on in this world? What are your spirits in tune to each and every day? What are your ears listening to? But I know for us, for the watchman that's on that wall to be in tune to this world, but more so in tune to Abiyah. For Abiyah gives us the wisdom to see what's going on in this world. We like Abraham. I ain't going to hide nothing for you. I'm going to let y'all know so that way when y'all warn the people, you tell the people what's going on in this world. And that's one of the things that I was dealing with this week. I ain't going to keep telling the people that. I don't want them to think that I'm fear-mongering. Oh, Arya. It's Abiyah talking to me. So if you tell them, repent because the judgment at hand, if you say that every day to them, repent because the judgment of Yah is at hand, are you fear-mongering? Warning them. People don't want to hear that. They want to hear smooth things. And for the most part, people don't know how to compartmentalize things. They take it and say, all right, no, you don't have to try to turn your whole life upside down and doing this, that, and the other. It's Abiyah moves you. And he's going to lead us through, regardless of what's happening in this world. Scripture tells us this. Not intervene, there will be no flesh left. Do we believe that? Then that means something drastic is going to happen in this world. All right, Israel, I got it in y'all. Mark upon y'all. Don't you worry about that. Don't you fret about that. Living with thus saith Yahweh. You keep doing that. Don't fret. Know that I got you. I guided your forefathers through the wilderness for 40 years. I got you. Trust me. Trust in me. I'm letting you know what's happening, though, in this world. So if it come upon you, you can't look at me and say, I didn't tell you. But yeah, I ain't talking about myself. But Kepha, 14:31 again. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise, also said they all felt the same way at that moment. Before the fire that hit that feet, your gun hole. But understand what you signed up for. Understand what you in essence said that I will die for the flock. And where we started from, if the shepherd is scattered, if the shepherd, something is knocked off, the sheep shall scatter. No, one will rise up in his place. That one get knocked off, another one shall rise up in his place. That one get knocked off, and another one shall rise up in his place. With the understanding, I could be next. But Scripture also says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. And when we holding on to the world like that, it's hard. We be like careful. Be like the rest of them brothers, get low. And now again, I'm not saying I'm there yet. I'm not saying I'm there. Not saying I'm there. And we watched a very good movie this past week. I watched it, Brother Daywell, Rabbi, and Brother Mario, a couple other brothers. I don't know who else watched it, but it was recommended. And it's called the Pope's Exorcism. And why we watch that? Because there's gems in these movies. We know it's Hollywood. The dialogue has gems in it. And there's truth in these movies. And one of the things that the priest did with the demon, that the demon did with the priest, it poured out all of his hidden sins. All of them. Even something that happened 20 years ago that he had buried and thought he got over. Thought he had moved past, is no longer a part of his life. Deep back, he still felt guilty about this sin. He felt guilty about it. And he thought he had masked his cowardice by what he was doing. But the demon reminded him that he was a coward and went back in his life and showed where he was a coward. Trust and believe they'd do the same thing to you. The same thing. That's why the scripture says, confess your sins one to another. Don't have it sitting there hidden because the demons will pull it out. They will remind you of it over and over and over again. Just simply repent. Not in the way of the Catholic, but simply get down on the knees and talk to Abba Yah and ask him for forgiveness. of that sin that you believe that you hear. Let's go to Numbers, family. Number three. We're going to go to 1 through 13. Chapter 3, 1 through 13. And this just to verify that Abba Yah has separated to himself. We'd have read it before, the priest, for his use, so the children of Israel wouldn't have to be sacrificed. So he sacrificed one whole group. Same thing going on today. Those who are being anointed and being worthy of their calling are being sacrificed for the flock. These are the names of the sons of Aharon, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before Yahweh when they offered strange fire before Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aharon their father. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, the tribe of Levi near, present them before Aharon the priest, that they may minister unto me. I'm going to say that again. Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aharon the priest, that they may minister unto me. And they shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the children of Israel to do service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aharon and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office. And the stranger that come not shall be put to death. This is not your calling, and you're trying to jump in this calling. You can't. You cannot. You have to wait to Abba Yah make that call. And doubt. Okay, 11. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, dead of all the firstborn that opened the matrix, among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both male, man, and beast. Mine shall they be. I am Yahweh. Yahweh has separated them. Yahweh has said, y'all going to be the one that's going to be on Front Street for Israel. Y'all, you know what? I'm not holding Israel. I'm real holding them accountable. I'm going to hold y'all more accountable. Yes, each man will be judged by their sins. But say that man and woman sitting under someone and they staring them the wrong way, who Abba Yah going to look at? And they sincerely believe, look at them. Abba Yah going to look at that priest who's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's why the scripture says, those who know will get many stripes. Those who don't know shall get few stripes. They still won't get beat. They still won't get punished for what they're doing. Because they still are obligated to study to show thyself approved. A workman need not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? They're still obligated to do that. They're obligated, to let them know, go behind me. I'm a human being. We have learned that from our rabbi, Gershom Ben Daniel. He will always tell you, don't take my word for it. Go behind me, study. Still safe. That's his way of saying, go behind me and study. Don't take my word for it. Cause why? Because I'm a human being, and sometimes I make errors. He going to deal with that too. When the priests do make errors, when they do mess up. Why? Because he are the ones that he said, I will be sanctified in them. Hey, y'all going to set me apart if you want to or not. You going to set me apart. You going to give me my glory. He said, I deserve that. Let's go to Levi real quick. Levi chapter 10. We're going to read from 1 to 11. And this is Nadab and Abihu, what we just learned about. We just heard about in our book of Numbers. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aharon, took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, fire before Yahweh, which he commanded not them not. Excuse me. And there went out from Yahweh and devoured fire from Yahweh, excuse me, and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh. Huh? Immediately, that's what I think. The priests of Yahweh will be judged immediately. We went here. Don't think that the priests of Yahweh is just sitting on quote unquote high horses and sitting somewhere where though their chest is big. No, not the true priests of Yahweh. Like I told you earlier, people choose it. Them willing to do the will of Yahweh, and that's what Yahweh loves. If you're willing to do his will, that's what he honors, that's what he respects. Are you willing to do his will? Wait, you have Kohanim that are willing to do Abba Yah's will. They are laboring in the word of Yahweh for you. They are laboring in the word of Yahweh. And I know me, first and foremost, ain't always articulated right, ain't always coming out smooth. My deep, sincere honor Yahweh, anyone wrong, that I never faced something that he didn't say. I mean, forgive me. Come back where I was wrong, and let you know I was wrong here. My deepness, and I believe I speak for all the brothers in this, the deepest, sincere thing that we believe that we are speaking and understand we are speaking on behalf of Yahweh, and we do not want to lead no one astray. Doors, lines, everything is always open to ask questions. Always has been open here. You to be able to ask a question is never shut up and just listen to me. It's never that. Question. Please implore the people, ask a question. From the priest's lips. The priest's lips should keep knowledge of the Abba Yah. And if it don't know, it's nine of them or eight of them. Between one of them, somebody should know. Because all of them is listening to Abba Yah. That have put out there a many times, hey, go. If you need your house blessed, call. You need your house, the shofar came and blowing, and your house anointed and taking advantage of the priest of Yahweh in that aspect. It is our duty to be there for the people. But immediately we see here with Aharon's two sons that judgment came on them. And as I told y'all earlier, what I did, immediately judgment came. And judgment ain't always bop, 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 bang, bang, bang. Hey, you're right. You're out of order right now. You're right. And I don't care what it is that they do. Abba Yah is taking note. Abba Yah will deal with them. You don't ever have to open your mouth about nan one of them. You do not ever have to open your mouth. If they are anointed of Yahweh, is look back their life. Tell when Abba Yah bringing judgment on them, getting them right, get your mind right. You don't have to do that. What you should do, pray for them as they pray for the congregation at all times for one another. Love one another as Yahushua commanded us to, but love one another, and that's in prayer. But immediately we see here with Aharon's two sons that Abba Yah judged them. He didn't wait. Immediately, and listen how he dealt with Aharon and the rest of the priests. Listen how he dealt with them. Two of them. And there went out fire from Yahweh and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh. Then Moses said unto Aharon, this is it that Yahweh spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me. And before all the people, I will be glorified. And Aharon held his peace. Listen. Hey, be sanctified. Be set apart. People and get my glory in front of the people. If I got to take a chunk out of your behind, sanctify it. Did the most, I believe, Shabba Al brought that out 2 weeks last Thursday. Moses didn't sanctify him in front of the people. He took a chunk out of Moses' behind. Then what he do to them priests? Whenever we do something that we bring shame on Abba Yah, because I don't want that chunk taken out of my behind. I don't want that. But he will. Because he says, I will be sanctified. I will be set apart. My position will stand at all times. You represent me, you won't represent me right. And that's no different than if Brother Baruch can tell us that United States Army feel about him. Because he understands that he has enlisted in the Army. That at all times, and that's for all of us in our job, it is at no time that I can misrepresent university. My best thing to do once I get off is to take that uniform off. Because if I get out there and get in a fight in that uniform and somebody said, oh, he works at university, I have just now misrepresented the University of Maryland, and they have grounds to fire me, even though I was off. I was acting unbecoming of an employee of University of Maryland. And that's how I would feel when we do things. And we supposed to represent him. We'd be unbecoming of the calling on our lives. Right? We can't do that. We have to understand, know before whom you stand at all times. At all times. Know before whom you stand. Three, again. Then Moses said unto Aharon, this is it that Yahweh spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aharon held his peace. And Moses called Mishael, and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aharon, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coat out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aharon, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his son, uncover not your head, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh have kindled. Did we hear something in that? Now go back up. Cover not your head, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. So does that mean, saying, how the priest act will bring on the people? The people that will die. Wrath, judgment will come on the people. How are y'all saying that? Did anybody else read that in that? Don't even rend your clothes. Don't you mourn this moment. And that's not saying that Abba don't let us mourn. He do let us mourn. But this was a very serious thing that took place in Israel with the priests of Israel. And they had to stay a straight line so wrath won't come upon the people, because it's on them. They either bring blessings on the people or they bring wrath on the people. The priest, that is. 7. And you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahweh is upon you. I'm going to read that again. For the anointing oil is upon you. And they did according to the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh spake unto Aharon, saying, do not drink wine, nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go in the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel out all the statutes Yahweh have spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. That is another job of the priest. The priest's job is to teach the children all the statutes of Yahweh. And we already go through some. We're going to close it there. Matter of fact, if you have Eastwood, you'll be able to follow along. If not, I'm here, I'm reading. This is what Abba showed me. So if you go to Eastwood, hit Levi, hit Levi, and Eastwood will open up everything that the priest got to do. The duties of the priest is what we're talking about. These are things that the lay people don't have to worry about. But these are the duties, and it's not even all of them. I'm just going to read. And this would be if you took and read the whole book of Levi, the whole book of Levi. For the burnt offering, people don't got to worry about that. Laws for the grain offering, people don't have to worry about that. Laws for the peace offering. Laws for the sin offering. Laws for the guilt offering. And the offering. Let me move down. The clean and the unclean animals. The priest's job is to let the people know. Clean and unclean animals. There's a situation that's going on, I believe, in the book of Acts. When I believe they was arguing about circumcision. All the elders of the priest, the 12 and the 70 that Yahushua has set up. This is when Jacob, Jamie is the Nasi. He's the leader of the congregation of the whole house of Israel. And Paul and Barnabas was putting forth judgment, and the rest of the priests, they was putting forth judgment. Both sides was making arguments about should we have circumcision, should we not have circumcision, and they was putting forth arguments back and forth. Brother James, as if we can see, he hit a gavel, bam, bam, all right, this is my judgment. My final judgment is this. Four things that you don't bother the people with everything, but give them these four things. Things that are strangled, don't eat blood, no adultery, and I always can't forget that last one, but it's another one. It's a fourth one, right? Don't do that. Why? Because Moses is being taught in the synagogue every Shabbat. The people will learn what they should do and what they shouldn't do by an anointed of Abba Yah. So don't worry. The new believers, don't try to bombard them with all that, because they will learn what they have to do through the priests of Abba Yah. Purification after a child is born. Laws about leprosy. Laws for cleaning lepers. Laws for cleaning houses. Laws about bodily discharges. The Day of Atonement. The place of sacrifice. Laws against eating blood. Unlawful sexual relations. Yahweh is holy. Teach them the Father. Make them understand who the Father truly is. Holiness and the priest. Sanctification. Acceptable offering. Feast of Yahweh. The Sabbath. The Passover. The Feast of First Priest. The Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Trumpets. The Day of Atonement. Feast of Booths. The Lamp. The Candlestick. Bread for the Tabernacle. Punishment for blasphemy. An eye for an eye. People an eye for an eye. No, teach them if over my garden and you broke everything in there, just give me retribution. It ain't talking about what the world have come, pluck your eye out, then I get a chance to knock your eye out. No, it's not talking about that. Teach the people these things. The Sabbath year. Oh, what Sabbath? No, it's talking about every 7 years. Let the earth rest. Give the people understanding what the earth has a Sabbath. The year of Jubilee. What is that? That every 50 years, people get to go free. Give the people understanding of that and what that points to. Not just in the physical, but now I need y'all to give them a little bit more. Take them into the spiritual and let them and elevate them a little more. Redemption of property. Kindness for the poor brothers. Redeeming a poor man. Blessing for obedience. Punishment for disobedience. Laws about vows. Let them know if they just don't say anything out their mouth. Be held accountable for that. Things that the officials of Israel have to do where the people don't have to worry about. And it's okay. It's all right. If you even say, look, I saw this. And the priest here, I know the priest here in Beth Yahweh doesn't mind help. Doesn't mind you giving them, oh, what do you think about this? I saw this with. We had a few years back, I believe that we may have been doing first fruits wrong. And our coachy asked the question, showed that, hey, I don't know if we're doing it right. You know what? We looked into it, found out, Rabbi, that is. So you know what? You're right. Next year, we was doing it the right way. It's not no so much that you can't talk. You can't say, hey, what do you think about this? Beth Yahweh, y'all are truly blessed. You're truly blessed. Truly. And there's so much more that the priest have to do. excellent counters here who are led by the Spirit of Yahweh to be able to count and track the moon for 12 months, maybe, and sometimes 13 months. You didn't do the feast last week, this month. Somebody did the feast, I believe, of Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot, weeks ago. I know a congregation who did it 2-3 weeks ago. I believe they're in Tabernacles right now. So they did that early August. And maybe a couple of years, they're going to be doing it in July. Count us here that you do not have to worry about. Do not have to worry about. We have excellent Morays here who labor in the word of Yahweh, who have to not do this and not do that in their lives, but have to sit down and listen to Abba Yah. Because again, it is none of our wish or will to lead the people in any way but Abba's will. And I know I can speak for my brother, because I see the labor in their eyes and in their spirit when I talk to them and they got to teach. I see it. I see the racking of the mind, the combing of the spirit to make sure of getting fed. I see it. And that's why we talk so much together. Listening. Maybe Abba Yah want me to go this way. Maybe Abba Yah want me to go there. So we try to talk a lot together. And especially in the classes, you listening. Not just to what's being taught, but also Abba Yah, okay, I dropped the seed right there, Moray. Take that and run with it. I want you to talk about that. Even in our regular lives. I dropped the seed right there, Murray. Take that and run with it. I want you to talk about that. I want you to teach on that. Got to be constantly listening. There's no turning off. Abba Yah, there's no I, no. You can't do that. You cannot. Because the Murray main focus is, I need to hear from you, Abba, so I can teach the people. I don't want my opinion. I don't want my lesson. I want what thus saith Yahweh for myself and for the people. Amen? Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom, matter of fact. We in the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. That is in the, my blog talk. And you know what I said there before I said, In my thinking, I always got to have a closing verse. No, you don't, John. This Aria, this and the laboring of the mind that I'm talking about. The laboring of the mind, of the spirit. Let me close out with the benediction, family. I'm going to get to read all those, Brother Baruch, once I close out. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom, Abba Yah. Thank you, Abba Yah, once again for giving us your word, Abba. Thank you for being our God, Father. Thank you for being our chastiser, Father. Thank you for being who you are to us. Eya, Asha, Eya. Thank you for being whatever we need you to be, Father. Father, as we talk tonight about your Moray, Father. Allow them to be what you are to us, to the people, Father. Allow them to come to understand that they must be Eya Asha Eya, to the people, Father. Allow the people to understand that they must see the priest as Asher, as long as they're doing your will, Father, as long as they're walking in Yahushua's footsteps, Father. Allow both sides, Father, to see we are all needed. We are all needed for this battle, this war that we're in. We are all needed. We need one another. We need one another. As things tighten up in this world, Father, that we become closer, Father, I pray that we become that tight-knit as we were once before, Father. That as this COVID season has came through, Father, and exposed some things, Father, yeah, that as the exposing took place, Father, that the rebuilding of the household of Yahweh. Father, I we thank you once again for just being who you are. We thank you for life. Bless those and touch those who are ailing once again in any way, mentally, physically, or spiritually, Father. And Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Amen.
Child at a time, one small question answered, just one story read, one promise kept. This is all it takes to nurture, change tomorrow, touch the future. We can turn the world around, one child. One hand held so tight, one dream lifted higher, one shoulder strong to lean upon. One person makes the difference, one heart that truly listens. We can turn the world around, one child. We can turn the world around, one child. We can turn the world around, one child at a time. We all have a part.
You're my life, you're my source, you're my strength, everything. I call you holy, I call you faithful, I call you righteous, I call you life, way.
I call you life. In the beginning there was peace, and in the end there will be peace. But what is here and now is war, not a war of money or land, but rather one of spirituality. So as our blood, sweat, and tears begin to blend into the rhythm of the drum, we are faced with one question. Who is willing to die for the life? Are you ready for the war?